Hey, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. And, you know, our guest today is going to be Ankit Bishnoi. Now, Ankit is the Vice President of Content Acquisition and Strategy at Sling TV. And prior to being at Sling, he was with Dish Network and HBO, where he was responsible for digital programming and distribution. He's done an outstanding job while he's at Sling, and he's the guy who basically chooses what channels you see. And he's a very creative young man. And Keith, it's great to have a chance to chat with you. You got to be proud of what you've done so far at Sling. And you've got a really exciting summer here that we're getting ready to end. And as we move into the fall, nothing but good stuff coming on Sling.
Yeah, oh, it's a good question. I think on the feature and launch side, you'll be hearing a lot from us on some new things we're rolling out to make the app more customizable and more content to access via the app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the content side, yeah, being in my role, being in content, people are always asking, you know, what should I watch? And I know most users, most TV watchers have a list of things already that they want to watch and what mm-hmm. I'm focused on, and how can we ensure that what's on your list is available on Sling? And that's why you'll see over the next couple months, and the work we've done in 2018 to date has been really making it easier to find and watch that binge-worthy content that you have on your list, whether it's catching up on seasons or series on HBO or finding something new that premiered on AMC or FX. We've got it all, and our goal is to really curate to the customer that wants both a live experience to sit back and let a channel program their content for them, or a lean-forward experience to dive deep into something they've heard about.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, there's TNT, there's USA, there's, good God, I mean, we could take 25 minutes just going through the list, but it's hard to keep up with it, and that's why, you know, you do tend to have a little bit more time in the summer to do some streaming that you might not have during the regular business hours of the fall and winter and early spring months. So it seems like summer, while you're up at the pool or wherever you might be streaming, is a perfect opportunity to catch up on those binge-worthy programs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a huge VOD collection. We've got over 50,000 hours of VOD content now, and we want to make it easy for customers to find that show they've heard about and be able to watch one episode or a whole season if they need to.
Well, I think one of the things that that I enjoy about Sling is the ability, it's easily searchable, if that makes any sense. Some of the other sites are not, and you have to almost basically hire a private investigator to find a show. But that is certainly not the case with Sling.
Yeah, you know, I think when people think of the Sling TV, and we launched just over 3 years ago, I think people look at it as innovative because we took live TV over the internet.
Right.
But, you know, what our innovation really was coming up with a new packaging schematic
mm-hmm.
To deliver content, and that's that base plus extra model. And along that, we took a stab at what we thought a consumer would want to see in an OTT service, meaning,
right,
you know, there's a lot of ways traditional pay TV has surfaced content. Instead of just replicating what has been done via the traditional model and delivering it over the internet, we looked at a consumer-first approach of what makes sense for the customer, what makes sense for this viewer, and building our platform that way, which, you know, for us, it wasn't that we just took what has already been done and changed it a little bit. We went back to the drawing board, from packaging to UI, UX, to even how we organize content. It was very consumer-first in what we were thinking.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that I enjoy is that the guide aspect of it, and that being the ability to, if you want to go to a traditional guide, you can, and you can scroll down just like you would any other service, like a cable television service or a pay TV service. But you also give the guide in a way where you can scroll across and literally see the show from a standpoint of comedies, drama, sports, what's on right now in that area as well. So it's, again, little things, but it's a thing that allows you to go the old route if you're traditional on it, or to go specifically on the subject topic as opposed to necessarily just scrolling through hours of stuff to find the program you may want to watch.
Yeah, you know, the funny story of how we ended up with the Grid Guide is when we announced at CES in 2015, we announced, you know, a very content-first, image-first approach, which was that latter approach you're talking about. And then as we grew, and quite frankly, we grew in terms of content much quicker than we anticipated, based on the demand for the platform, we were getting feedback from our customers that they missed the Grid Guide. So, you know, we went back to the drawing board and said, hey, how can we do both for customers who want that new content-first approach and who also are ready to give that up with the Grid Guide end? And I think that's, you know, that's in the DNA of Sling, which is we want to go to what the customer wants, and we're not really building something and saying this is it. So we're constantly innovating, constantly listening to customer feedback, and constantly trying to think of ways to build the best experience for our customers.
All right, why don't you, you know, you're in charge of acquisitions and content and getting new programming and new networks on the service. I know myself as a former television programmer that one of the things that was the fun part of my job was to sit down and try to figure out what it was that that we could put on that people would want to watch. And take us through your thought process and how you sit down and how you begin the process of working with networks and bringing on content to Sling.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we've got customer value in the back of our mind. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest issue with traditional pay TV today is just the constant battle of adding more content that no one's asking for and then raising the price that content specifically. At Sling, we have a very simple packaging construct, which is we've got a select base package consisting of content across multiple genres, and then to the extent you want more of a specific genre, you have the ability to add it. So if you want more sports, you can add Sports Extra, which has SEC Network. If you want more kids, you can add Kids Extra, which has Nick Jr. If you want more lifestyle programming, you can add our Lifestyle Extra, which has content like Cooking Channel and DIY. And that is the number one way we interact with new content, which is, are you something that's widely requested, or are you something that's more specialized that we think a passionate fan base will want but is not necessarily desired by everyone or wants to be paid by everyone, paid for by everyone? So, I mean, that's the first thing we think about when we talk to programmers that are looking to distribute their content on Sling. We've also started to introduce standalone SVOD products, so like Curiosity Stream, Up Faith and Family, Pantaya, and you'll hear some more about that over the summer as we launch more. Mm-hmm. And that's really special content that also we realize customers want, some customers want, and we want to give them the ability to integrate that within their existing guide. But, you know, to your question of how we approach or how we add content, it's always is this going to help the value for a Sling customer? Mm-hmm. And how do we package it in a way that benefits the customers that want it but doesn't come at a detriment for customers that don't want it?
Stream On will continue right after this from our sponsors. Okay, I want you to get your calendar, all right? Get them out right now. Mark down and circle August 28th. In big, bold type, all right? August 28th, mark it down. It is the concert event of the season. And where? Well, where else would it be? At our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. They want you to circle that date because they have booked not one, but two outstanding rock and roll legends. That's right, Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper, that's right. Now, we all know Rod Stewart is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for good reason. If you have never seen him in concert, then you have missed one of rock and roll's greatest showmen. I've personally seen him many times, and trust me, folks, Rod Stewart does not disappoint. His unique voice and his ability to hold an audience in the palm of his hand makes him one of music's most adored singers. Now, we know his hits. Maggie May, Hot Legs, You're in My Heart, First Cut is the Deepest, and Young Turks. Those are just a few of the many ones. But there's more to what makes him one of the best in the business. He has added some great American standards to his music arsenal. And his Vegas shows drew rave reviews. So we got Rod Stewart on board. What's up next? Well, let's add a little New York sass to the evening. And our New York girl herself is a true pop culture icon, Cyndi Lauper. She commands the stage as well. And consider this, folks. She was the first female artist with an album to have 4 top 5 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. They included Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, Time After Time, All Through the Night, and She Bop. Now her second album, which debuted in 1986, had a number 1 and 3 number 3 hits with such amazing tunes like True Colors and Change of Heart. She also mastered the Broadway stage as a lyricist and, of course, as a composer. She had hits like Kinky Boots, SpongeBob SquarePants, The Musical, and, of course, Patti LuPone's Matters of the Heart. Now, these two iconic stars are together one night, August 28th in Reno. That's Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper, the true musical legends that they are going to be on that same stage the same night, August 28th. Now, don't miss this dynamic duo as they embark on their summer tour with a stop at the Reno Events Center. That's the Reno Events Center, August 28th. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com or call 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. It's a presentation by The Row and Harrah's Reno, and of course, our good friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. So get those tickets now, okay? All right. Let's continue our conversation with Sling TV's Anki Bishnoi. You also have some interesting situations with the traditional broadcast networks. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got a Sling is owned by Dish Network, and on Dish, we've got a 25-30 year history of seeing the way programming costs have increased over time, and locals and affiliates in those ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Univision locals have been the largest driver of the increase in cost to your bill over the past 10 years. I mean, we're talking not like a doubling or tripling, but right. but 10x increase in the cost of these locals. So when we were initially designing this product, we said, you know, what content do we need to create a valuable service for consumers, and what content is already available to those consumers that they could actually get for free? And that answer is locals. Mm-hmm. You know, with an over-the-air antenna, which can come in many formats. I mean, there, sure. this thing is a piece of paper. It can be hung in a window now, and you can get crystal clear HD quality locals. Why would we force that cost onto consumers that could get that content for free?
Mm-hmm. So the situation is that you're focusing on the pay television world, which, as you said, is what was Dish's mantra from day one. And going and getting the best content that you can. And
yeah, and I would say, you know, I'd say we're going beyond just those traditional networks that that have had distribution on some of the biggest packages over time. We're going after unique content. You know, one example of that is Cheddar, which is an upstart news network.
Right.
We're supportive of the ecosystem of disruption, and I think Cheddar is an example of a network that's going out there trying to disrupt the way financial news is delivered. And we ourselves, as disruption is in our DNA, we're supportive of others that are doing similar things.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to just linear networks, you know, talk about the amount of VOD we have. We've got all the premiums, HBO, Cinemax, Starz, Showtime, Epix. We do pay-per-view events. We do UFC boxing pay-per-view events. Mm-hmm. We've got transactional titles available for purchase on the platform. We have SVOD services, so those are the three I mentioned, Curiosity Stream, Update the Family, and Pantaya. And you can see more from us over the next couple months as we continue to innovate and really define what it means to be more than just a distributor of live TV, but be a distributor of online content.
Well, sports fans are happy because you've got the World Cup, which is pretty amazing. Fun stuff. You've got... Go ahead.
One interesting thing we did with the World Cup this year is we actually licensed in-language feeds for for some of our international customers. So we have Arabic, Polish, Portuguese, and French feeds. So for the international customer the customer in the U.S. that wants international content, we actually have those feeds within our Sling International service. And you know, we're digging into the World Cup, absolutely.
Well, you've got the NBA draft coming up, which, of course, you have with NBA TV, and that's all covered. You've got the NFL situation covered. You've got Major League Baseball, of course, as they go cruising toward the All-Star break, and then coming out of that and down the stretch, you'll be with that with FS1 and ESPN and that whole situation. So from a sports standpoint, you're nailed there too.
October, November, we'll have college basketball.
Speaking of which, go ahead, tell me about the Hoyas.
Oh, I'm excited. I think his second year, Patrick Ewing, I'm super excited to see what he can do. I think they've got a great recruiting class coming in. You know, I just, being here in Denver, I feel the energy in D.C. with the Caps winning it, that area just having their first championship in a while, and I'm hoping it rubs off on my Hoyas.
Well, you know, it's funny from a standpoint of Bob Affey, who was a programmer, tremendous programmer, for many years for the Tribune Company. Bob, a Georgetown graduate and someone who, you know, was intricate in getting programming and for, you know, for the Tribune stations. Bob used to joke and say that I saw him. I never saw Bob not in a gray suit, and he basically said that was what he wore to all Georgetown basketball games. That the gray suit was basically the Georgetown colors. It was it was a button down group. But having gone to the games, I can assure you, it's far from a button down group.
I can say my wardrobe consists of blue, gray, and other.
Right.
And,
there you go.
I definitely feel that.
You can feel Bob's pain. Let's sum it up as we kind of wind down here and have a lot of fun with what's going on with the Sling TV and talk about the future. And, you know, there's a lot. The OTT world is getting bigger and faster and just blowing up in major proportions. But as you said a little earlier, the key here is not necessarily to look at what is on the linear side, but look at what's growing. And what are some of the things that you are seeing, not necessarily that you're going to add right at the moment, but some of the things you're looking at on that area, in the area that we are not seeing, stuff that is OTT content that, you know, may never have make it to linear TV for a number of good reasons.
Yeah, look, I think you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the industry right now, whether it's consolidation, vertical consolidation, horizontal consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
What we're concerned about at Sling is how do we make sure that everyone's content needs or content requirements are met by our platform.
Mm-hmm.
And as everyone gets bigger, I think there's oftentimes forget about some of the smaller, lesser named content by which no means is lesser quality, just lesser known. And we're really going to dig in and figure out, you know, how do we support the creator ecosystem to make sure all content's available to consumers. You know, another trend we're following is the growth of these standalone SVOD packages.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see us continue to launch some of those as there is demand for it. And you know, you'll definitely see some news from us over the next month or so about some other plans we have to address, you know, the changing consumer dynamic. And I think you know, the thing I want to hit on the most there is a lot of the change you're seeing in the industry is driven by corporations that are growing and expanding and trying to consolidate with other entities in order to bring something to market.
Right.
Whereas we're looking at what does the consumer want? How do we create create the best experience, and how do we build something that's consumer-driven, not corporate-driven?
Right. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be watching and checking in with you and finding out what's going on. So, Ankit Bishnoi, thank you so much for joining us, and, you know, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the time, Jim.
Thanks to Ankit Bishnoi from Sling TV, and we'll be back with more Stream On right after this. Hey, y'all want to have some fun? I know I do. Tell you what, do me a favor. Get your calendars out, all right? Here's the date I want you to circle. August 28th, all right? August 28th. And trust me, my friends, you're going to want to jump on these quick. Now, our friends at Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada, are putting together one heck of a big evening. And that, of course, is coming on August 28th. Trust me when I tell you, it's a concert event you're not going to want to miss. Now, why? Well, they are bringing two rock legends together. That's right, two rock legends one night. Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. That's right, Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. How about that for a duo? Well, I'll tell you what. You got Cyndi Lauper. She brings a little of that New York sass to her. Now, I've seen her in concert. I know many of you have as well. Now, consider this. She was the first female artist with an album to have four top five hits on the Billboard Hot 100. They included, and I'm telling you, these are songs you know without almost me saying. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Time After Time, All Through the Night, and She Bop. Her second album, which was released in 1986, again, great concert tour, loved it then, you're going to love it again, had one number one hit and a number three hit, True Colors, and of course, Change of Heart. Now, here's something I don't know if you knew, but I know I've seen these Broadway plays, and I know that she's been a part of it. She's been a lyricist and, of course, a composer for Broadway now for well over a decade. Some of her latest hits include Kinky Boots, SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical, and of course, Patti LuPone's Matters of the Heart. Meanwhile, you know, as we said before, the other person on the bill is none other than a rock icon himself, and of course, I'm talking about Rod Stewart. Now, he's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and ladies and gentlemen, look, if you have never seen him in concert, you have missed one of rock and roll's greatest showmen. I've personally seen Rod Stewart in concert many times. He does not disappoint. His unique voice and his ability to hold an audience in the palm of his hand makes him one of the most adored singers in the business. With hits like Maggie May, Hot Legs, You're in My Heart, The First Cut is the Deepest in Young Turks, there's no question, he's a rocker. Plus, he's also added some great American standards to his musical arsenal. His Vegas show drew rave reviews and, of course, numerous sellouts. So, you've got Rod Stewart, you've got Cyndi Lauper together, one stage, one night, August 28th, Reno, Nevada. This is Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. That's right, musical legends. Don't miss this dynamic duo as they embark on their summer tour with a stop at the Reno Events Center. That's the Reno Events Center on August 28th. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com or call 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. Presented by The Row and Harrah's Reno. And thanks, of course, to our friend at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada, for always being ahead of the game and bringing you big events. So jump on those tickets, jump on them now, okay? Cyndi Lauper, Rod Stewart, Reno, Nevada, August 28th. Be there, baby. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Now, if you are not yet one of the over 40,000 people who have taken the time to download and subscribe to Stream On, well, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we certainly make it easy, okay? First off, it's free, okay? And you can find us at the Apple Podcast Store. So just go to iTunes and you can download us. You can get us at the Google Play Store. You can get us at Blog Talk Radio. If you're one of those folks who likes to get their, you know, podcast sent to them via an app, we're on the big three, Spreaker, Stitcher, and of course, the very popular TuneIn Radio app, okay? So, six places to find us. All you have to do is search Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit the favorite button, and each week you will have a new show sent directly to your phone, to your tablet, or to both, okay? All right, thanks very much. Go out and subscribe today. So, all right, what are we going to watch at the beach or where we're chilling this weekend? All right, well, let's try going to Netflix, and there's 7 years of a wonderful whodunit called Murders in Paradise. Now, it's set on a beautiful island in the Caribbean. A lot of fun guest stars. It's just one of those mindless little, you know, guilty pleasures that I can tell you you're going to enjoy, and it's a great binge watcher. On Amazon, Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever seen anything with Billy Bob Thornton that I haven't liked. So Amazon, Goliath, must. And again, it's a good binger. Speaking of bingers, there is one that's a bit of a sleeper. It's on Acorn. It's an Aussie dramedy, and it's called 800 Words, okay? 800 Words on Acorn. By all means, check it out. I guarantee you, you're going to love it. Plenty of good binge watching. So, quick review. Netflix, Murders in Paradise. Amazon, Goliath. And Acorn, 800 Words. That'll take care of your binge watching, guaranteed for the week. How about sports this week? Well, the PGA Championship starts Thursday on TNT and CBS, plus baseball on Fox, TBS, ESPN, and let's not forget, NFL preseason this year, so you're going to be able to find some NFL football on the NFL Network. All right, so that should take care of your needs as far as sports goes this week. Now, next week, our guest is going to be the delightful Joanna Scanlon from the BBC One and BritBox hit comedy Hold the Sunset, starring comedy icon John Cleese. That's right, John Cleese of Monty Python fame and Fawlty Towers returns to the BBC after about 30 years of not being on television on a weekly basis. He returns to a sitcom which is an absolute riot fest called Hold the Sunset. That's Hold the Sunset. Joanna Scanlon will join us to talk about the BBC and BritBox hit next week. All right, many thanks to this week's guest and Keith Bishnoi of Sling TV for joining us. He had a great bit of information for us. And speaking of Stream On and, of course, Sling TV, promotional consideration for Stream On comes from Sling TV, the best cord cutting service on the planet. Choose from the top cable companies and pay TV channels. You can craft the package that fits your interest as well as your budget, from entertainment to sports, news to lifestyle programming, and tons of international product right there on Sling TV. Go to Sling TV and find it at sling.com. That's sling.com for your 7-day free trial. Also, for the best streaming equipment, check out our friends at Boom Media. They have the latest in streaming boxes, the best prices, outstanding customer service. You can find them at boommedia.org. So for the team here at Stream On, I'm Jim Williams saying have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week. Okay. All right. Right here on Stream On.